Hey, we're heading to SaskTel Center from deep inside the Saskatoon Blades dressing room area. Is Tyler Warwick? Okay, I should say office area. That's where you are. Tyler, how are things down that way?
It's going well, Dave. We're ramping up for the opening of the season this weekend. We kicked that off with our home opener on Saturday, and we're just building excitement. We had a fantastic showing in preseason. Sweep of the PA Raiders is always fun over the weekend, and you know, we're seeing some of our players come back from NHL camp, and the team's starting to take shape. So we're excited to finally be able to open up the doors and welcome fans back inside the arena to watch Blades hockey live and in the flesh, and you know, get people back together again.
Yeah, you know, it has been a while, and is that what you're hearing from the great folks in Blade City? Is that it's just exciting to be back together?
Yeah, people are just, you know, they just want to get back together. And you know, there's a lot of challenging, you know, circumstances in the world that we're living in and throughout this pandemic. So to be able to kind of put it on the shelf for a little bit and come out with your friends and family and enjoy a hockey game and unite and cheer for the home team, people are just excited. And I think there's that added excitement because last year we played in a bubble. So there was a lot of changes in the roster that's happened since our last game here at SaskTel Center. So people are just thrilled to come out, do something with their friends and family, take in the live hockey and see what this year's squad looks like.
So also there is a tailgate party. So an opportunity to enjoy what looks like is going to be a beautiful fall afternoon.
Yeah, we're getting blessed with some good weather, and I can't be thankful enough to whoever's responsible for that. But, you know, it's a little dicey planning a tailgate party for October 2nd because, as you know, in Saskatchewan, it could be minus 30 in a blizzard or, you know, the opposite end of the spectrum. So it's looking good. We got Aaron Pichette coming out. We wanted to just throw a party, welcome everybody back, and have some fun. So he's going to play a show out at the tailgate party in the parking lot here at SaskTel Center. The players will be arriving and walking the red carpet so that fans will get a first glimpse of those guys as they head into the arena. And then once you get inside, we got lots of festivities going on. We'll introduce the 21-22 edition of the Saskatoon Blades before the game, and we got a fun puck drop contest that we'll be unveiling and having some fans drop the first puck at SaskTel Center in 575 days, and then we'll get after it and hopefully put 2 points up in the standings.
When I'm coming to the rink, it has never been easier because I can get the ticket right on my phone. Tell me what fans need to know when they're coming and how to get tickets ahead of the home opener here on Saturday night.
Yeah, much like the Riders or even the Edmonton Oilers, if you've been to a game out there, or the Winnipeg Jets, SaskTel Center's gone fully digital for the sporting events. So you can just buy them right off the Saskatoon Blades app, saskatoonblades.com, and it's a digital ticket on your phone. And then, of course, the vaccine mandate does take effect on Friday. So we'll have that in place for our game Saturday. So that ensures that everybody in the building will be safe and can enjoy themselves. The proof of vaccination is fairly simple. It's a lot like boarding an airplane. You'll have your ticket, and then you need your proof of vaccination, and there's multiple ways that you can show that and verify that. You can use the card that you get in your hands right when they give you the shot. You can give us a printout or a screenshot of your immunization record, or, of course, the QR codes. Those are back up and running now. We will be able to scan those in, and if for whatever reason you don't have both shots, that's okay, too. We will have some testing on site so that you can get a test done to show your negative results from a health professional and still be able to get you in the doors and ready to go for puck drop.
Probably should come a few minutes early, though, hey?
Yeah, and it's always like that for home opener. We do expect a little bit of a bigger crowd, so doors open at 5:30 to allow a little bit of extra time for everybody. That's 90 minutes before puck drop. So, you know, come early, take in the tailgate festivities. We'll have a lot going on for the kids as well. We have some bouncy castles and some games out there for the kids to enjoy at the tailgate party, and then the beer gardens, and, of course, Aaron Pichette taking the stage at about 5 o'clock as well.
Okay, you mentioned kids. I know it's a great family night out. My kids want to know, will there be mini donuts?
Of course, there will be mini donuts. Yeah. And my kids have been asking the same thing, so that's the big hit here at SaskTel Center, so we're excited.
It should be a great time. Tyler, thanks so much for doing this. I know that's got to be crazy busy, but it's so exciting just to be back together once again, cheering our team on.
Hey, we're thrilled, and I'm always happy to chat with you, Dave. Looking forward to seeing you at the rink this weekend.